can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
All right. Good morning, Chicago. I'm Ron Calgo. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Do you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? Well, you can give us a call. It's 877-711-5611. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. Give us a call. 877-711-5611. And if you can't tell, we're broadcasting live from the Custer Street Fair in Evanston. So if you are out and about today, you may want to swing by and check in with us.
Please do.
Yeah. We've got free stuff. Yeah, lots of free stuff.
Like what?
Well, listen to that.
You know, you should give something free to somebody who can figure out what that noise was.
There you go.
Because that's a weird freaking noise.
And that comes right through the mics, too, nice and strong.
So, you know what? If you're listening, what's the number to call?
877-711-5611.
First person who calls and can tell us what that funky sound was wins a prize.
That's right. There you go. How's that? 877. Our neighbors, ComEd, are already harassing us, so that's good. Are you there, Rich?
And they're setting up solar panels.
I am.
Yes, they are.
So the cool thing is you have a solar panel expert standing right here next to me.
Well, yeah.
And then on
How
the left.
How much more of an expert can you get?
And on the right, you have solar panels.
Right.
So if you want to come and check it out, you can actually see the solar panels and talk to an expert about it at the same time. What a coincidence that we're right next to each other.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
That's
you guys will have to meet. He's amazing.
We'll let him set up, and then we'll chat later.
Can we interview you later?
Awesome.
Awesome. You guys, come and join us at the street fair. I think you can get in now, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You just say you're going to the radio.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Perfect. Come visit us.
And we are, what's the address here? 823 and a half.
But we're actually Chicago. 821. We're in front of the sketch.
823 and a half.
Yes.
Which is like the best place for me to be.
And that's Chicago and Washington.
Yes.
The intersection there. And I think we'll hear the trains coming by every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a blast. This is a lot of fun. Okay, Rich, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Can you turn Rich up a little more, Randall? Keep talking, Rich.
Okay, keep talking. I don't know. You can't hear me anymore. 823 and a half.
823, yeah, technically, that's what it says on the window here. 823.
That's always funny. I always like that in the city when you see the halves.
Yeah.
Like exactly. Poor planning on the old address.
Exactly. There it is. And then sketchbook is like tucked into the corner over here, so it's pretty good. And then I may as well just run down the entire thing here. Where is that? Because
I'm distracted. I see a piece of paper next to you. It looks like it says hot dog something.
Oh, it is. It does say hot dogs there. So we're broadcasting live from the Custer Street Fair in Evanston. We're at the WCGO booth, and it's brought to you in part by FNCU.org and Firehouse Pete. And you can stop by the booth and win some prizes. We're also right in front of the Sketchbook Brewery. And we've got the prize wheel going. Can you give that a spin there, Fuzzy Robbie?
Nice.
Listen.
I don't know why you're calling me Fuzzy.
No, you're not Fuzzy.
You're saying Fuzzy Robbie. I'm the only Robbie here.
No. He's
no,
Fuzzy Robbie.
Last week when you were out, he was in your position. So he was Fuzzy Robbie.
Yeah, exactly.
That's creepy for so many reasons.
Uh-huh. Well, I was talking to my dad, and he said, you know, Fozzie Robbie was okay, but I like the real Robbie better still.
Oh, yeah. I like your dad.
Yeah. He's your biggest fan.
I just want to say, we're broadcasting live.
Yes, we are.
From the Evanston Street Festival. We're on 1590
WCGO
in Evanston.
Correct. Correct.
I'm not saying that because people are walking by and they're going, what's going on?
Why are they talking?
Exactly.
Well, it'll get easier because they just put the banner up behind you, so now it'll make more sense.
Right. Oh, and you need to switch the camera because what we see is ourselves. I don't know if you can change that on your end there, Rich.
I don't know why. You know, you get a new version of Skype.
There we go. Now we see you.
We're twinners.
Why are we twinners?
Because we got to park in Evanston Lumber's parking lot.
That's right. They gave us parking, but it was like six blocks away. And I wasn't up for a six-block walk at 6:30 in the morning. So I called them.
They meaning the fair.
Yes, that's where they gave
us parking. So did you get an Uber from the lumberyard to the booth?
But the lumberyard parking is much closer.
Yeah, it's like a block and a half away from Evanston Lumber's.
If you go the shortcut, I didn't know you were supposed to take a shortcut. I went all the way around.
Oh, you didn't cut through the alley.
I didn't know.
Okay.
And then my little GPS said it's an 8-minute walk, and I looked at the clock, and I'm like, I gotta start hauling.
The corner, it's right on the other side of the railroad tracks there. So, Evanston Lumber, thanks to Bob Fisher for letting us park in his parking lot, and
we'll be giving him a shorter walk. A couple.
Oh yeah. And we've got t-shirts. He gave us t-shirts to give away too. So if you come up and you give the prize wheel a spin, you want to try that, Kev? Let's give it a spray. You might win.
Turn it around so I could see what the prizes are and tell people what the prizes are.
They are
nothing.
You win nothing.
What is going on? You're spinning a nothing prize wheel. Are you giving away Gatorade?
No.
I thought maybe it was on the prize wheel. I don't know what's on the prize wheel. Yeah. I guess name your prize.
That's right.
You want me to say what we're giving away?
Sure. Go ahead, Kev.
We have gift certificates from Firehouse Grill we're going to be giving away, movie theater tickets. I've also got – you guys brought some cool tape measures, Mighty House tape measures we're going to be giving away. That's going to be a hot item.
Yep.
I've got other assorted WCGO paraphernalia. We've got some cool Evanston Lumber T-shirts over here.
Yep.
And some other stuff for surprise. We've got Dave Ramsey books as well we're going to be giving away.
So the question is, we're going to be here all week. Well, not we. This radio station is going to be here all weekend.
All the shows you love on the weekend are going to be broadcasting live from here Saturday and Sunday.
Do you have enough prizes?
I hope so. I don't know.
Is a spot on the wheel like, sorry, you don't win?
Well, one of the spots is going to be a day with Sonar. So there you go.
Yeah, Fuzzy Robbie.
Out of 8 chance.
Listeners buying, though. Listeners got to buy.
You're going to run out of prizes really quickly.
I think we're going to be giving away a lot of pens. Hope people like pens.
There you go. So on the prize wheel, all of them will be pens, and then, then the last one will be your choice.
Yeah.
You get to pick something. Yeah. There you go.
So tell us about the day with Sonar.
He doesn't have his... Here we go. He's not plugged. There we go.
I didn't know that there was a day with Sonar coming up.
So would it be like giving Sonar a massage?
Fuzzy Robbie day.
It's Fuzzy Robbie
day.
Day
with Fuzzy Robbie.
Come on. Now, Robbie, that's a good name, isn't it? Rich and I came up with that nickname for him last week.
Nothing in common. There's nothing.
But he was standing in your spot. That was the commonality.
Yeah, that's all it takes. And then you're a version of you.
Correct. There is the anti-Robbie.
But it's pale. It's a pale version of you. It's a shadow of Robbie.
Stop. You are so much better than me in so many areas.
And that's what you get with a day with Sonar.
Very dry humor.
Uh-huh. Excellent. Okay, so we're at the Custer Street Fair. Things are getting set up down here. There's a lot of cool things going on. And Kev's now over helping the people from ComEd set up their solar panels. Oh, look at that. Trixie's even getting into it.
That's right.
They've got
Trixie's
working.
Here. Trixie is here. Yeah. Okay, so anybody who's ever said, you know what, this Trixie sounds kind of hot and nice.
Uh-huh. It's, oh, yeah.
Oh, she's giving me the two-finger salute.
Yeah, you weren't number one. You were number 11.
2 minutes. She said she'll only be here 2 minutes, so you better get here right away. 820 Chicago Avenue. 820, 823 Chicago Avenue.
Yeah.
And then you get to see Trixie. She's going to be here all day.
Oh, not all day. She said, no.
You're not going to be here all day?
No. You got to stop in and see Kev and Fuzzy Robbie.
Who's going to answer our phones?
So, hey, Kev, anybody that comes up and says we need to talk to Fuzzy Robbie, they win a free tape measure without having to even take a spin. How's
that? Got it.
So, there you go.
Wait, You have to. I have to. You talk amongst yourselves. Where's Rich? Is Rich here?
Yeah, he's.
You guys talk. I have to go on Facebook and tell people that if they come to the fair and they say I want to talk to Fuzzy Robbie, they get a tape measure.
Yes.
Okay. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
I have to turn the mic off for a second.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Rich.
Yes, sir.
Are you there? There you go. You're coming in a little. You're coming in a little soft there. That we can't hear you very well. But I guess.
Okay.
We
can turn that off.
There now.
We got new stuff. We have new technology. So I turned it down because I hate to overblast you guys. So that'll be better.
There you go. Now you're sounding good. All right, sounds like we've got a quick break. Stop out here at the Custis Street Fair. We'll be back right after this with more home improvement issues and solutions.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
All right, we're broadcasting worldwide and live. MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611, and you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at
MrFloor.com.
We're broadcasting live from the Custis Street Fair in Evanston, and WCGO will be here both days, brought to you in part by FNCU. And the Firehouse Pete, Firehouse Grill.
Yeah.
It's at Firehouse Pete. There you go. And stop by the booth and you can win some prizes. We're right in front of the Sketchbook Brewery. And we've got a brand new prize wheel we'll be giving out. Movie theater tickets. Get gift certificates to the Firehouse Grill, Sketchbook. What other stuff do they have here?
They have Win a Date with Fuzzy Robbie.
Oh, that's right. Win a date with Fuzzy Robbie.
I got to tell you, I know people laugh and joke about pens, giving away pens.
Yeah.
These are premium pens.
Oh, yeah?
You know how some cheap pens are like they skip and they're not smooth?
Yeah,
exactly. Thanks, Rich.
Yes.
Thanks for pointing out the obvious.
Yes.
Where are you?
He's right up here.
No, but where is he?
He's on the beach, it looks like, right now, but he'll change in a while.
Hanging out.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait till we get it up on the Facebook, and then...
Where is he, though?
He's at home.
I'm right over by here.
You're putting a fake background?
Yeah, he's putting up fake backgrounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, see there? Now he's a sunburst.
Anyway, the point about the pens is they're nice pens. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, we're giving them away free and it's from the radio station.
Yeah.
I love a nice pen.
Excellent.
I love a nice pen. So... if you guys don't win the pens, guess who's walking off with some nice pens? They're very nice.
Right.
Yeah, there
me.
You go.
That would be me. Me.
So should we talk a little
home improvement?
Home improvement stuff?
Yeah, I'm just going to say anybody who's walking by right now, you have some home improvement experts here. If you have any questions about home improvement, just come up and ask us.
Sure. We're here
and
to help
your answer
out.
Will be live on the radio if you don't mind. You don't care,
nah.
Right? Okay.
No, that's all right.
All right.
That's all right. That's all good. Okay.
Once
do you have
my
your Mighty House
up,
banner
I'll
in the front
you.
Of the table or anything?
Yeah. I stopped at the station yesterday and picked up a bunch of stuff. That was not one of them.
Oh.
So it's all right.
Well, and because the show, the Custer Street Fair starts at 10 a.m.
Correct.
The same time we finish.
Correct. And Kev's car is parked right in front of the booth, so we're blocked. And then ComEd's got their truck parked in here, so we're blocked in pretty good. It's all right.
Talk about prizes. Kev's car is out
Woo-hoo!
Front.
Take it. I got Gap insurance. Park it on the railroad
track. Go raid the back of the ComEd truck and see what you can get for freebies.
There you go.
Oh, that's cool.
Excellent. So, there's a bunch of stuff going on down here, a bunch of different booths set up, so feel free to stop by and take a spin on the prize wheel, see what you win. You never know. So did you get signed in here?
No, I asked Trixie. I sent her a note, and I said, hey, Trixie, can you ask the guys how I can set up the Internet? And she walked away.
Yes.
You did.
Here. We here, here, right here. Look for that. I created a hotspot with my cell phone, and now you can sign in right there.
Okay.
Just look for that. Okay. Hey,
Trixie, abandon us.
This is a total zoo down here right now.
The live remotes typically are, at least for the first half hour anyway. So
yes.
Not unusual.
Get the thing set up.
What's the security key, dude? Oh, there it is.
It's those numbers.
And then you got to push the shift 6 button at the end. It. Shift 6 at the very end.
You're moving your car?
Yeah.
Did somebody win it?
That's it.
No, it's going to get towed.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Cool. All right, so, you know, one of the things we posted this week is do you know your neighbors?
I didn't read that. I was very confused by that.
So, you know, it was 8 ways, I think, to easily introduce yourself to the neighbors. And I didn't really think that was much of an issue. Do you think that's an issue, Rich?
I've always said that ever since they created the automatic garage door opener.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because now everybody just pulls in their garage.
I got people across the street from us. I think I've met them twice. They
really?
Never come outside. They get everything delivered by Amazon Prime or Uber Eats. Even when their garbage cans go out or come in, they wait till night until nobody's around. But, I mean, literally, they're very strange young people who you never see.
Really?
Yeah. And it's to pull, you know, open a garage door from 5 houses away, pull in, close the door before they get out of the car.
Huh.
It's just weird people.
So, I guess, okay, so maybe you do actually experience this. Because I know Robbie's a social butterfly, so she not only knows her neighbors, but everybody on the block.
Yes, I do.
And, right?
Yeah, I do.
See, and so, you know, and I know most of the people in my block area there.
I would hope so. You've lived there for 20 years.
Yeah, going on 30 almost now. So
okay, well, you should be the original one.
Hey, the house was built in 1946, and we're the second owners. So
really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Nice face.
Yeah. So, but my neighbors, you know, that house, that changes about every 5 years as a new new people moving in next door. So I don't know if that's something with the property or if that is something, you know, it seems like certain houses constantly turn over, you know, and in our neighborhood, you know, the ones that are, you know, within, you know, 5 years, you know, they're constantly turning over. And then there's other homes like we're the, you know, second owners, but 2 doors down, it's still owned by the original family. You know, it's been passed down this, on its third generation now, but it's still in the same family. So
I think most of it is just people in general. I mean, if you work on your home, take care of your home, that kind of thing. Like if you physically do it, you're more apt to run into your neighbors. You know, they're out there cutting their grass or they're out there working on their house. But it seems like nowadays everybody just wants to call somebody, get it done, and not come out of their house.
Right. I mean, my neighbor's redoing his deck and back, and so I make fun of him while I'm cutting the grass and yell at him.
Right.
So, you know, he's out there. It was a couple weekends ago when it was really warm out, and he's out there sweating bullets putting down cedar boards. And he was complaining because they didn't mill them the same. He didn't buy them from Amazon Lumber, by the way. But the deck boards, some of them were 5.5, and other boards were 5.25. So he's trying to butt these boards together, and they're not lining up. So he's having to actually, like, match up the width of the boards so that he can fill in his deck.
Yikes.
So, yeah. No, it was pretty bad. And you know,
that was
so I told him what we did is we laid them all out so that the sun could try and dry them out, and that helped a lot. But, you know, it still takes a while to get all that moisture out of the boards.
Sure.
So I told him he was just being too cheap. He should have gone composite and wouldn't have that problem.
Right.
There's a good reason for TimberTech right there. So or buy
quality
lumber.
One and done.
Yes. And you never do it again if you use composite decking. Okay, so we went from knowing your neighbors to talking decks right off. Look at that. We're all over the place.
Well, no, I mean, so
you still need to know the 6 tips to know your neighbors.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
You're looking that up, right?
No. I'm posting that if you come up to the booth today and ask to talk to Fuzzy Robbie, you will automatically win a prize. That's what I'm posting.
Okay.
Well, that's just silly.
That's just silly. Okay, so now Rich, we're talking to him. We can see him on Skype, and we're seeing his entire computer screen there, including the snowy background that he's got.
How is it? I don't understand why on Skype you would be seeing my screen.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, I don't care. It's not like I'm sitting here doing anything wrong. I just don't understand why you would be able to see my whole screen.
I don't know.
It's Skype. You're supposed to see what's in the camera, not my whole screen.
Right. We should see what you want us to see, and we're seeing what we want to see, I guess.
I'm sure there's a YouTube video for that.
Yes.
I mean, as much as we dog on those for home improvement,
yeah,
for tutorial with technology in the digital age, use a digital manual.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, you
well,
know,
that's
YouTube's
all you get
not
a
bad.
Digital manual.
Right. YouTube's not bad. You know, there's these there's one channel on YouTube. What's it called? Mighty House. And if you go there, you'll get a lot of great tips, clutter clarity tips, tips of the week. You can go there and watch them, and then you can subscribe because you never know when we're going to get a new one posted. So we try to tape that stuff every week, but then, you know, things happen, and all of a sudden, eventually, oh, yeah, by the way, we need to post that, and it gets posted. But if you can go to YouTube, you can find Mighty House Radio on there and subscribe to our channel there. And you'll get all the updates. Whether you happen to listen to us one week or not, you'll always get notified when we post up a new video. So you'll get good tips, tips of the week, and then, of course, Clutter Clarity segments. So there you go.
So all now, right. Since you can see my screen, you can just read this to everybody, right? Nine awkward ways to meet your neighbors?
Yeah, I can't. Not quite. I'm not quite seeing it.
How do you meet your neighbor? Get online?
Well, get online? No.
Number one, get online. Figures. Who's this from? House.com. No kidding.
nice save there, Rich.
It is too early for me to be dumping you guys. Come on now.
Right, well, I don't there you go. There. Randall, there it is. So you want to go online and find a neighborhood group, I guess, to talk to your neighbors online instead of going outside. Was that the very first tip?
Garden web forums and stuff, you know, like that. Let's see. Two. Oh, who wrote this crap? Say hello. Number two, say hello. Go out in your front yard and say hello. Number three.
Well, that's what.
Good. That's plenty of time. Hang outside. Yes, just stand in your front yard. Sooner or later, they will come out. Of course, they're just going to pull in the garage and close the door on you.
Right.
Let your pet do the work. Yes. Have your dog poop in their front yard. When they come out yelling, introduce yourself.
There it is. That's it.
Run into them on purpose. That goes back to drive-bys.
Uh-huh.
Number six, do something nice. I always take their garbage cans in. It just freaks them out.
Well, I mean, we've got neighbors across the street. They're a little older. And, you know, I always shovel their front walk and plow their driveway. And, you know, I do that kind of stuff for them.
Yeah, we used to do that, too. When I had snow. Thank God I don't anymore.
Now it's just on the background of your computer screen. All right, we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm gonna find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
You can join us on Facebook Live right now. No, you can't. Brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. And we're broadcasting worldwide and live, mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts, previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611, and you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at Mr. Floor.com. There we go.
Shooting is that microphone.
Uh-huh. We're broadcasting live from the Custer Street Fair in Evanston. And WCGO will be here both days. We're going to be here till 10. And it's brought to you in part by FNCU, that is First Northern Credit Union, and Firehouse Grill. And both of them, we've got free passes to all that stuff.
There's a lot of people who made it possible for us to come here. Fast Signs helped out. They also provided all the signage. And I wish someone were near the prize wheel to spin it for us. Is that Reggie? Oh, Reggie, you missed it. I wanted you to spin that prize wheel to make it. To make it sound okay.
Reggie's busy sitting up the ComEd tent next door.
So Fast Sign, they were awesome to help us out. Firehouse Grill, Yum, Sketchbook Brewery.
Yeah, Kev said, Yum. Kev said we'd have beer here first thing this morning.
Century 21 Movie Theater.
Huh? I mean,
it's 5 o'clock somewhere. That must also be in the morning somewhere.
So we have movie theater tickets to give away. And I tell you guys, if you don't come, I'm going to be spinning the wheel for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Just saying. I like prizes. So come visit us at the Custer Street Fair on Chicago. We're 821 Chicago Avenue. We're here now. So you can come and actually see what's kind of happening.
Oh, look at that.
We're here now.
Rich's ear disappeared. Oh, there. Now it's back.
Yeah, this thing's pretty weird.
There it goes. Yeah, there you go. Now they're gone. See? Look at that. His ear is gone.
Okay. So what Ron is doing is entertaining himself by watching Rich on Skype.
Yes.
You know, there are people who have questions, and yet you're you know, doing your Skype stuff.
Right. I know.
We'll get to it.
And we will be up on Facebook Live here shortly, I'm sure.
Will we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Fuzzy Robbie.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Fuzzy Robbie's running a little behind schedule, but he'll get it up there and running here shortly. So
as soon as my internet is connected a little bit better, I'm going to get to all the emails.
Okay.
Because there's always lots and lots. But there was an email question that came in this week that you put on the newsletter.
Okay.
Rich, what was that email question that came in?
It was about venting a garage roof, an attached garage.
Okay, so that listener had an attached garage, but it didn't have any ceiling in it, right?
He didn't really say, but he just wanted to know if it should be vented. So I kind of answered it both ways, as if it had at least a drywall ceiling in it. And if it was like most garages where they just did the firewall, you know, the common wall up to the bottom of the roof deck. And then there was nothing in there. But either way, yes, your roof needs to be vented, whether it's an attached garage or, hell, even a shed needs to have venting.
Right.
You know, otherwise you just cook everything, so...
And
remember, moist air rises. So it says moist air is lighter, which I don't know. Never, you can get the physicist back on and he can explain it. But it never made sense to me that moist air would rise. You know what I mean? You would just assume that moist air would be heavier, denser, and fall. But obviously it doesn't. I mean, you take a shower, steam rises, right? So that's what we're saying. So it's important to vent your roof to allow warm, moist air out.
Right. And that, that helps circulate the air. It also, you know, like you're saying, it keeps the moisture down, keeps the heat down, and keeps it more comfortable. So if you have a drywall ceiling, that shouldn't matter whether it's drywalled or not. If it's a detached garage or even an attached garage with no room above it, you would still want to put the ventilation in there.
Right, and so if the garage ceiling was finished and painted, then you would basically have a vapor barrier in there, so then you need... That's why I explained it. So you have 1 square foot of venting for every 300 square feet if it's got a vapor barrier. If it doesn't, you need 1 square foot of venting for every 150 square feet of floor space. So just simple stuff.
Right. Basic things going on there.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a good question.
Yeah, well, no, that is. Because a lot of people think, oh, it's a garage. I don't need to worry about that. But
right. And that's why the garage roof, the shingles are all curled.
Exactly.
Lack of venting, get moisture on the bottom. Bottom expands, causing curl.
Right. Right. So are you all hooked up there, Robbie?
Yes, I'm trying to find, though. Oh, here, maybe this will work. I'm trying to find the emails that you sent me when people have questions.
Oh. Oh.
And I'm struggling.
Oh. Okay. Well, good. At least you're connected.
Yes.
That's the important thing there. So, something else that came up this week that we posted on Facebook and Twitter was the bungled bungalow.
Oh, you got a lot of talk about that.
Okay, so here's, you know, at least in the Chicagoland area, and I'm sure across the country, there are the smaller bungalows, or it's like a two-bedroom, you know, single-family ranch house that people, well, just tear the roof off and pop a second floor on. And they just, you know, you've got this interesting architectural bungalow, and then you just take this box and you stick it on the top. And it looks really bad. So the Chicago Bungalow Association actually came up. I think they've got four or five different
plans. They said four plans that they drew up that you can use.
Yes. So if you go to the Chicago Bungalow Association and you click on their website, if you've got a Chicago bungalow and you want to add on, put the second story on, they've got some interesting ways to do it to get the same kind of space without making it look like you just plopped a box on top. And,
The one in the picture on the article was extremely poor because they left the little bit of rafter tail and soffit around the box also. So it was like a box on a house with a skirt.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. No, it was unbelievable.
It was ugly.
Yes.
We've done additions on small ranches like that. And it's funny because one of the easiest things they recommend is hold the addition back 10 feet or so from the front wall. So at least from the street, you have a roof.
Correct. And some kind of a roof line or something.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've always done, you know, when I had Vision Design and Build, I mean, we always did made sure it was aesthetically pleasing, not just a box on a house. I don't know how somebody even does that. It's just nasty looking.
I know. It's just, and why would you want, first it's the architect for even suggesting to draw it like that. It's the homeowner for agreeing to it because they're not caring about what the outside of the house looks like, you know, and then it's the builder that's not stepping up either. I mean, there's so many fails along the way to get to that ugly.
Oh, the worst one's the homeowner. I would like to pay $100,000 for that ugly ass thing. You know, and when you're supposed to, how are you supposed
can
to
you say
it?
Ass on the air?
Yes, you can.
I don't know. See, ComEd's, they're putting up walls now to keep us away.
I know.
I see noticed that.
You should have power now. I see the electric meters.
Are you Sherry? Sherry Nolan. She's with ComEd. They said they were going to come over later and talk to us.
She didn't want her name on the air. She just said that.
She did not say
that. Yeah, she just said that.
But I'm not looking at her.
Not now. She's going to come over here and kick your butt.
Then why did Trixie give us her name?
Because you're calling out her name. You could say her first name. That's fine.
Trixie wrote down the names and said, these are the people who are going to come talk
to
you from ComEd.
Trixie's only worked with you 10 years. She doesn't know that you can't give you all the information. Because whatever information you get goes on the air. So you have to hold back.
She wrote it down and put it in front of me.
Right. So it's her fault.
Okay, the number to call is 877-711-5611. Either you're pro Robbie or you're not. Okay.
They're remodeling next door already.
Yeah.
The other thing we have to say is come visit us. But call us now. We have experts here, one on Skype in Florida. Mm-hmm. We have one sitting right next to me, and they will answer any question you have about home remodeling, home repair, all that good stuff. In fact, if you don't, I'm just going to have to go through all the emails that I have that have been building up.
Right.
So we have an email about mold in a closet.
Okay.
Or you can call us, 877-711-5611. Sherry, I won't say your last name, but I'm sorry. They just gave me your name.
She's not even paying attention.
Is she over it?
Does Trixie realize she's on camera now when she does this? Because I see her back there, and I know how she hates that.
Right, that's only.
But we're not on Facebook Live yet, right?
Yeah, no.
Yes, we are.
So that nobody knows.
Right. Yeah, it's only on the Skype, so that's only you that can see that stuff.
But I got to tell you, broadcasting from outside on a beautiful day like this,
it's not so bad, is it?
I dig it.
Okay, so next week we'll be live from Robbie's patio.
Right.
You know, I can put my feet up here.
Yep.
This is awesome. If you broadcast live from my house, that would be wonderful.
Okay.
Can we do that? What do I have to pay?
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't care if there's dead air. What kind of fee do I have to pay?
Fuzzy Robbie said, as long as I can show up 10 minutes late, we can broadcast from your house.
We haven't had anybody come by to spin the wheel of prizes yet.
No.
Nobody here yet.
And Robbie's got her feet up on the table.
No, this is really, it's a lovely day. We're in the shade. It's going to be 95 today.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, my gosh, this is nice. My feet are semi-clean.
95? Yikes.
Yeah? That's yeah, with a humidity right in the, I think, mid to low 80s.
Randall, did anybody call yet?
Yeah, he's just not putting the calls on.
Why aren't you putting the call? Wait, did any?
He's just like Trixie. He has his own little calls and stuff there. You know, he chats with them and then sends them on their way.
Okay, we have somebody from Chicago. There we go. Can we put him through?
No, because you got 60 seconds left. So we are broadcasting live from the Custer Street Fair in Evanston. And who's this brought to you by, Robbie?
No, gosh.
No last names.
Not Sherry, that's for sure. Fast Signs.
Uh-huh.
It's from Reggie. Reggie's broadcasting right next to us. Firehouse Grill, thank you. Sketchbook Brewery, thank you. Fast Sign, thank you. Century 21 Movie Theater, thank you. WCGO, of course, is responsible every week for getting us here on air. Come by, visit us, spin the prize wheel. I won't put you on air if you don't want to, Sherry.
But then if you ask for Fuzzy Robbie,
you get a prize automatically.
You'll win a Mighty House tape measure for sure. Just automatic.
All you have to do is ask for Fuzzy Robbie.
Yeah, ask for Fuzzy Robbie.
Nice. And it's not me, by the way.
We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
All right, there we go. We're broadcasting live from the Custer Street Fair in Evanston, and WCGO will be here all week, and it's brought to you in part by FNCU.org, Firehouse Grill. And who else we got on there, Robbie? Who else is on that list?
We have people who gave us wonderful prizes and just made it possible for us to be here, including Fast Signs. They provided the signage and the prize wheel.
Okay.
Firehouse Grill, Sketchbook Brewery, Century 12 Movie Theater, and you and I are twins today. Why are we twins today?
We're twinsies because the parking they gave us for this Custer Street Fair was about 5 blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I came here yesterday to scope it all out and see where we were going to be, I went past Evanston Lumber, and Evanston Lumber is a block and a half away. So I called Bob over at Evanston Lumber and said, dude,
please,
can I park in your parking lot? So we've got free Evanston T-shirts.
So we are twinners. Did you get your toes done for this occasion also? Mine are pink.
Here, I'll show you my toes.
Okay.
See, that's...
Oh, you have the shoes with the toe separators.
Yeah.
I have so many questions.
Uh-huh.
My first question is, does it bother you my feet are up here? Does it bother you my feet are up here?
No,
because this is so comfortable. This is the best broadcasting live. Why do you have the comfy toe shoes on?
Huh? It's like walking in bare feet. That's why I like these. It's really like walking barefoot.
Really?
Yeah.
So is there a sole on there? Is there like a...
There's always sole with me, baby. Come on.
The fact they called me baby frightens me. I've known this man for, I don't know, 10 years, and he called me baby. It's scaring me. See? Okay, so that's weird. So it doesn't look... I don't know. This is just bizarre.
Yeah. All right. See, I got soul.
But your two last toes are crammed in one thing.
Yes, they are.
And how's that feel? That must not feel.
That's fine.
So you bought shoes with only little four toelets on it?
Yes. Uh-huh. He has the four-toed shoe things.
I'll show you in the next break. I'll show you on the Skype machine.
I've seen those. I don't know how to. I would think that'd be a very awkward feeling with your toes inside those little individuals.
Actually, it's not bad. Like I said, it's like walking.
I'm going to have to get those then.
You can try these on later.
I don't want to. Don't forget, we have a caller, and it's Lanny's birthday today.
Oh, it is?
Right. One of our listeners.
That's right. Happy birthday,
Lanny.
Go to the phone.
We'll do the tip of the week at the top of the hour. Maybe we'll have Facebook Live running by then. There we go.
And we have to mention this, too.
Sure, we will.
Okay. Yes, anything with hot dogs must be mentioned.
That's right. All right, Randall, who do we have on the phone there, buddy?
We've got Dan from Chicago.
Hey, Dan, you're on Mighty House. Are you there?
Maybe.
Kinda.
Baby shark, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, oh, baby shark.
Hello, hello.
Dan's
hello.
There, I can hear
you. Oh, hi, Dan. Thanks for calling in there.
thank you for having my call. So I got a question on flooring. So I had some old linoleum floor in the kitchen that I removed, and I want to put tile down. So I removed the subfloor was all squeaky, and you know, the nails were moving around, whatever it might be. So I moved the top, removed the top flooring, top layer of the subfloor, and I'm curious if I take the bottom layer of the subfloor out and just run, and I remove the top layer up to the cabinets just by, you know, setting the depth of the saw the right depth so I didn't cut into the lower level or the bottom layer. If I do remove the bottom layer up to the cabinets, is that going to cause too much of a issue with it not being connected, or the two two different layers, the newer layer and the older layer, showing or rubbing against each other or anything like that at the right at the cabinet? Or should I leave like a lip before the cabinet so that way they're overlapping?
Yeah, technically, you definitely would want to have it kind of not overlapping, but connected. So that's why when we do floor sheathing, we use a tongue and groove so that anything between the joists, that joist space is still supported so you don't get that bounce. Right up against cabinet would be the end of the world, though, because you're not really going to ever stand right there. So backing up, though, a little bit, you took the first layer of underlayment down, which I mean, with linoleum, I'd assume was probably a quarter-inch plywood.
I believe so, and then there's a three-quarter ply underneath, I think.
Right. So the next question is, why would you want to remove the three-quarter-inch plywood at all? To put down your tile, you should have an inch and a quarter. Sorry?
I want to put tile on top. I don't necessarily want to remove it. I want to replace it. I should have clarified that. I want to replace it with new because it's old. It's it looks like it had mold damage at one point, and I'm already there. I'm already down to that layer. It's kind of like, you know, it's accessible. You know, the chances of being able to get to it again. I didn't want to have to put tile on it and then all of a sudden come back after re-nailing it all together and find out that it's still, or re-screwing it together down, that it's that it's still going to squeak or whatever.
Well, I think that's where the key is here. I think if you, unless you've got real problems with that subfloor, whether it's rotting or, you know, and don't ever use the word mold. It might have some growth from previous water damage from a sink or a dishwasher leaking. But once that stuff dries out, it's fine. You need an inch and a quarter before below your tile. Typically, we'll go back over that subfloor, screw it all down with screws 8 inches on center, make sure you hit all the joists.
Sure.
And then you mix up thin batch of thin set, a slurry, and you pour that on the floor, and you put your quarter-inch Dura-Rock or half-inch Dura-Rock on top of that plywood, and that's the base then for your new tile. And when you put that Dura-Rock down in a mud set like that, that floor will feel like concrete. You'll never squeak. It'll never move.
But I can put the thin set right on top of that three-quarter ply that's already there, and just by re-screwing that down. And then my other question, I guess, would be the transfer, because the old layer was it's hardwood. We uncovered, took carpet out, and uncovered these beautiful oak hardwood floor that in the you know, at the transfer level from the one from the kitchen to the other room, and I want to preserve that. I want to get that redone and everything. But obviously, if I put the tile in, I'm going to have a big transfer there. What would you suggest to make that, A, aesthetically, when you see it, because my eye grew up in the construction background. My eye is going to be drawn to it as soon as I, you know, walk in the room. But then also the step, when you go to, you know, step. I don't have a lot of older people that are coming over. I do, you know, I have older, you know, my family members and things like that, but they're all kicking their feet up. Nobody's shuffling around, but at the same time, I don't want it to be a trip hazard.
No, I mean, it's usually all right. I mean, if up to a half inch is usually pretty good, and you could either do it with an oak transition. They make a rapeted, which has a gap in the bottom of it on the one side, so that would slip over the top of your tile and go down to the hardwood. And another way is if you're, depending on your tile, if you're using tile or stone, they make marble strips that you can actually put the marble strip at the end of the tile, which has a bevel on it that would go down to your hardwood then. So you can, you know, you can either do it in, okay, the, in the stone tile, or you can do it in the hardwood, but both are very easy to do.
Okay. I guess my, just my question is the suggestion, which is a better, seems to be more of a aesthetic transfer, the hardwood transfer, or the wood transfer, or the tile transfer, being the one that is
I think either one, I don't think it matters. I think both of them will look fine as long as you do it in the middle of the jam. You know, it like, okay, in the middle of a cased opening, if it's in the middle or below a door, you know, where that transition is, it's fine. It usually just looks odd when it's at the beginning or the backside. It should always be in the middle. So
it's
whatever you can find to work.
The whole wall's being removed, so the transfer is very large. I mean, essentially it's going to be a big pad of tile for the kitchen transferring into other rooms.
Then I would suggest doing the wood.
It's probably a very long transfer.
Yeah, then I would suggest doing the wood because the marble usually only comes in 2 foot pieces. All right, we're up on a break here. Okay. I appreciate the call.
Thanks. We'll be back right after this. All right. Thank you. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to...
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.